Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. Today on the podcast, we are talking about healthcare in AI, one of my favorite topics. As you know, I love finding different ways that AI is helping to revolutionize healthcare for drug discovery, for identifying tumors, all sorts of really interesting things. So there's two big stories that I want to talk about today. So without further ado, let's jump into them. The first story I want to talk about is a report that came out of the Wall Street Journal recently that said that Google's medical AI chatbot is already being tested in hospitals. So the Mayo Clinic has actually reportedly been testing the system since April. And this is Google's MedPalm 2. So essentially, this is an AI tool that was specifically designed to answer questions and give, responses around medical information. So this is something that's been tested. I believe we've covered, AI and the Mayo Clinic in the past because they've been working on this for a little bit. But essentially, this is going to be tested for research with the Mayo Clinic in hospitals and something that's been going on since April. But the MedPalm 2 is a variant of Palm 2. So Palm 2 is what Google is currently using for Google Bard. But they've created a medical version, which was announced at Google I.O. back in May of this year. So Palm 2 is... kind of the specific general one that everyone uses when you're using Bard. And then now this is the specific one. And I think this is actually really interesting because we had research out of Stanford earlier this year that essentially they were able to create a PubMed GPT where they took all the publicly available medical journals and they created a GPT model based off of them. And it was pretty good at answering medical questions, but they said if you wanted to make this thing even better, you'd go more specific and you'd make a heart, like a heart disease GPT and a breast cancer GPT, et cetera, just based off of data from that specifically. So kind of taking that same model, it looks like Google has done the same thing. And of course, Google's is still fairly generic. They're not going quite down so granular, but Google is taking that same sort of approach where they have their general Palm 2, and then they're going down to a MedPalm 2 specifically for medical information. So I think that's I think this is really interesting, and this all kind of comes from a report. The information this is being integrated comes from a report of an internal email Wall Street Journal saw where Google essentially believes that its updated model can be particularly helpful in countries with quote-unquote more limited access to doctors. And the Palm Med 2 is actually trained on a curated set of medical expert demonstrations, which Google believes is actually going to make this better at healthier conversations than the general chatbot on Bard, Bing, ChatGPT, et cetera. So literally the exact same thing that the researchers at Stanford were saying. So that makes perfect sense. In the paper, it also mentions research Google has made public back in May that kind of showed that MedPalm 2 still has issues with accuracy. It still, technically can hallucinate or make things up. But what's really interesting with that, I mean, this is an issue, obviously, industry-wide with all large language models, but in the study they did on that, a bunch of physicians found more inaccuracies and irrelevant information in answers provided by Google's MedPalm and MedPalm 2 than those of other doctors. So, that's obviously not a great sign if MedPalm and MedPalm 2 are making more mistakes than doctors. Because I think that's another thing that's important to remember is just the fact that, people are like, ChatGPT is not perfect, X, Y, and Z AI model's not perfect, but neither is like advice you'd get from a human. You'd like to have that perfect. We'd like to lower those inaccuracies, but that also does happen in real life. And so it's very, very hard to get 100% perfection, which is still the goal with these AI models. So I think that's something noble to push towards. But what's interesting is while it did have some inaccuracies compared to doctors in almost every other metric, for example, you know, showing evidence of reasoning, conscientious supported answers, or also showing, you know, no sign of incorrect comprehension, MedPalm 2 performed more or less as well as an actual doctor. So there was a number of areas that actually outperformed doctors. And the Wall Street Journal actually reported customers testing this will have the ability to control their data, which is going to be encrypted, and Google's not going to have access to it. So this makes, you know, perfect sense. You want to be HIPAA compliant. There's obviously a lot of compliant issues. There's a lot of privacy issues around medical information. So having that encrypted, having that owned by the, you know, the healthcare provider makes perfect sense. You don't want that sent over to Google servers. And it looks like, you know, Google, who typically, I would say in most industries wouldn't want to do that. I think they understand the need here and they're willing to make that play. So according to some Google senior researchers, specifically the Google senior research director, Greg Courand, he said that MedPalm 2 is still in its early stages. And he says that while he wouldn't necessarily want this to be part of his own family's quote unquote healthcare journey, he believes that it quote unquote takes the place in healthcare where AI can be beneficial and expand them by tenfold. So what's really interesting there is the fact that one of the key researchers on this is saying, like, look, I wouldn't use this for my own family, but it does a lot of things. And I think there is definitely ethical issues and considerations around this. One thing in particular to focus on is the fact that perhaps this is useful in countries where they don't have access to doctors. And then you got to say, like, okay, well, what's the difference between that and perhaps searching on Google? And so there's all sorts of different questions there. But I do think it's something to bring up and is something we're going to have to continue to grapple with. The second news story I wanted to talk about today that I am super, super excited about is the fact that there's a pretty major AI breakthrough. So this was reported recently in Bloomberg, but essentially there is a artificial intelligence that shows a lot of promise for treating aggressive brain tumors. And so what it is essentially it's called the cryosection histopathology assessment and review machine that shows significant, it has a lot of promise in essentially assisting doctors in to treat this aggressive brain tumors. So its innovative method of identifying critical tumor characteristics has, I believe, the potential to really revolutionize the current surgical procedures and methods that we use today. And I would say that one of its key advantages is its ability to essentially predict a tumor's genetic profile almost instantly. Now, I will, you know, put a word of precaution. It's not as precise as current genetic testing, right? And so the ability to have this be incredibly accurate is, you know, obviously going to be found in genetic testing. But the ability to expedite the whole process, which currently takes days or weeks, I think is really going to make a big difference for physicians to initiate appropriate treatments more quickly, because this thing works instantaneously, right? This thing can look at scans of your brain, instantly tell you if there's a tumor based off of different profiles, of what type of tumor, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, you're going to want to get the genetic testing, but if you had some serious issue and you could know a week or 2 weeks ahead of time and begin treatment 2 weeks early, I think it does make a very big difference. And so I think that's really, really cool. So the ability to essentially just provide quick genetic identification of glioma tumors, which is a severe type of brain tumor, I think is going to significantly improve patient outcomes and reduce the need for multiple surgeries. So the speed of the system coupled with its ability to, it's called CHARM. So that's the system's name, is CHARM. So CHARM's ability to distinguish between malignant tumor cells and benign cells, as well as identifying a tumor's grade or aggressiveness, makes it potentially very, very transformative tool in the field of oncology. And I'd say the development was really underpinned by machine learning. Like, this is where we have to give a lot of the credit, because essentially this thing was trained on images of samples collected during brain surgeries. And so the technology really innovated in a way that shows, you know, AI isn't just about creating efficiencies, it's about making a tangible, it makes these really tangible life-saving differences when you start integrating it into these. I think that the impact of this breakthrough is quite significant, the possibility of having nearly instantaneous results in determining the genetic profile of a brain tumor is, you know, already, that's already a game changer. And potentially this, you know, potentially leading to rapid treatment decisions and improved patient outcomes is going to be amazing. So we're going to have to continue to watch how this unfolds, how this continues to develop. But overall, this is something I'm really excited about with AI is, you know, the ability to detect tumors, the ability to discover drugs. There's so many incredible use cases for AI. And so I'm really all about listening and finding how this continues to impact healthcare and how this continues to help benefit people's lives all around the world.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcast. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.